Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We can get started here. Manolo.
Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, Luzardo, Bassett, and Manaya all threw around 50 pitches in the first start, but they had a number of simulated games behind them. I'm guessing that Montas maybe less innings because he didn't have the benefit of all of those games, right?
Correct. Pitches will probably be a little less.
Yeah. The other thing, Mike Fiers, have you had a chance to talk to him a lot to see how he was feeling better? And did they do that MRI already?
I have not heard if they're, I've not heard anything from the training staff on results yet.
John?
If Fiers can't make the season, who are the options for that final spot? Does it go to Puck or Jeffries, or is it a longer list?
It's a longer list. Yeah. I mean, Irvin's in that list, and, you know, the Dunchies of the world, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. I mean, ideally, you know, AJ would be a guy we would look to, but whether or not we're in a position to, you know, innings wise for him, we'll see. We'll see how the rest of the spring goes. Mm-hmm. And Dalton Jeffries too. There's a group of guys.
Mm-hmm. Caprillion, or is he? Not sure if he's
sure. I think anybody performance wise, you know, it's yeah, there's a whole host of guys that could potentially do that.
Okay. And I forgot to ask last night, but was Cosmo okay? He got hit in the helmet?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Second helmet one for us. Yeah. He's okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Vince.
Good morning, Bob. You've got Mark Canna leading off again today. Do you feel like it's important, whether it's Mark or somebody else, to give them X number of days preparing going into the season, say, I think you're going to be my guy primarily, or is it still something that's, you know, that's in flux for you?
Well, Mark would be an ideal candidate based on his on-base percentage and, you know, how he handles an at-bat. It's trying to get him comfortable, you know, with the spot. So he'll get multiple shots there. You know, Elvis has done it before. Depends, you know, it could be somebody that's not an everyday player on a particular day. I mean, Tony Kemp's done a little bit of that. But Mark would be an ideal candidate if he's comfortable with it. So I'm trying to give him quite a bit of reps there.
And also, Bob, in other camps, there's been discussion about pitchers getting a different feel from the so-called 2021 baseball, giving them a chance to maybe spin it a little better. Are you getting any of that kind of reaction from your pitchers as they are getting ready to use maybe a slightly different baseball than what they've had in the past?
I haven't heard a pitcher commenting on it yet. Maybe Emo has, but I have not.
All right. Oh, Martin.
Hey, Bob, do you know the next step for Puck after throwing the sim game? Do you know what's next for him?
You know what? I think it's a game, but let me, you know, again, I have not talked to the training staff this morning. I just got over here. We have a late start today. So there are a lot of things that I have to discuss with the training staff, including the fire situation. So I'll have that for you later.
All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
All right.